Blog Talk Radio.
Revolving around our topic today, it's going down. I just like to give a shout out to my PTLO family, my ones and twos, my engineer Yoda, my guru, Dr. Dana King, Reverend Dr. Dana L. King. Oh my God. And just everybody who just takes the time to come in and to listen and to hang out with your girl. I am like, I'm like in the middle ground right now. I'm like, I got a lot of energy, but a little energy. It's, I don't know, it's a little bit on the inside and a lot that I need to convey today. But we got an awesome topic today, guys. An awesome topic. The myth education of success. Guys, let's talk about this, right? So how many times do you go onto your social media platform, whatever social media platform that may be, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and you come across someone, an expert, who says, you know, they're successful. So what they do is they start off by like kicking things off, like showing you their car, and then they show you their house, and they're walking you through their house, and they're like, you know, I made a gazillion dollars, and they show you all their cars and their driveway and everything, and then try to come at the end of it and say, and I can show you how to get this too. And in your mind, you're like, oh, this man is successful. You know, he got stuff going on. He got cars, he got houses. He got money, he got a business, and he drove all this, you know, by the sweat of his hands, and I want to be successful too. So you start to listen in, you start to tune in to what this individual is talking about because they have showed you their stuff. And by looking at their stuff, you have identified that this individual is successful. And then you go and you purchase whatever this individual is selling. And then you say, if I just get what he knows, if I can just purchase this, and you purchase it for $20, $40, $100, however much it is, and then you come to find out it's not what you want. It's not what you needed to be successful. And, I mean, so many of us have done that, but then that's how that individual got successful. How did he get successful? He baited you, right? He or she, whoever it is, the expert, baited you. They show you their stuff, and then you get intrigued, and you get engaged by their stuff, and then you purchase. And how many people, if he, say, for instance, he purchases, he sells his product for, what, $30 a pop, and he gets 100,000 people buying this thing at $30 a pop, you're right, he is successful. But did that identify your success? You just gave this man your money. What's the intentions on being as successful as he is? That's what I want to talk about today, guys. Like, so many, it's just, it seems like that I have, you know, I'm a victim of it. I call myself a victim because when you purchase this content, sometimes after you purchase it, you look at it and you're like, man, I could have did this myself. Or I could have thought about it myself. Or it was just a bunch of blank pages with lines on it, just having you to answer questions that you already knew the answer to. You just didn't formulate it the way that they formulate it. And you start to, you know, wonder, like, you know, are they really successful? You know, oh, of course they are. They got your $30, and they probably got 1,000 more people $30 within that same time frame. But that, does that identify as success? So that's what we're talking about today, guys, the miseducation of success. What does success mean to you? How does success look? What do other professionals say about success? I need all my professional individuals out there to help me to identify what is success to you. What does it look like? You know, what did you actually do to get to that particular point? You know, let's be transparent. Let's get out here. You know, I feel like me personally, I know in my own right how I define success, but I know what success isn't. So I think that's the good thing. We can always talk about what we know, because I can only talk about my own experience, but we know what is not. And that's what we want to start off. We got to kick this thing off really, really good, and let's talk about what success isn't. Now, we all know that success is not defined by material things. Some people, so many times, we look at individuals and we see what they got, whether it's their car, whether it's their house, whether, you know, we see it all the time. When we look at celebrities, when we're looking at things on social media platforms, when we're looking at reality TV shows, when we're even looking at our own friends and family's social media pages, we always identify the good stuff, right? Because that's all they display. They don't display the struggle. They don't display all the things that are going on behind the scenes. They don't tell you about the sleepless hours. They don't tell you about how they wanted to bop their husband upside the head or knock their wife over the head or wanted to just let everything go, the house, the kids, the dog. They don't let you into that part. All you see is the jewelry. All you see is the house. All you see is the cars. All you see is the money. All you see is the smiling faces. But they never tell you what's going on behind the scenes. So from us, we only identify with what we see. We only identify what we identify when we're looking at their social media pages. Oh, they're so happy. Oh, I want to be happy too. Oh, they got a house. They just purchased a house. Oh, I want to purchase a house too. But, I mean, at the end of the day, we know that it takes work. But materialistic things don't define success. I mean, it just doesn't. Because guess what? If we define our success by materialistic things, when those material things leave, then we're distraught. We feel like we have no life. We're ready to go somewhere and just, you know, sit in a corner and, you know, and just leave the world alone. We go into a great big deep depression. That's why success has to be defined way beyond what we have. It has to be internal. It has to be what gives us a sense of fulfillment. And the hardest thing about that, and this is one of the things that I've understood, Dr. Dana, about success, is that we, as growing up, we don't know what success is. Like, as children, all we can identify is what we didn't have, right? Because when we went to school and we seen the individuals, you know, one of our classmates with the new shoes or new clothes or money in their pocket, we identified that was success. You know, and then when we go home, we got to have, you know, they go to McDonald's and we got the mama burger that was handmade with the with the bell peppers and the onions hanging off with the doughy bread. I just had to drop that Eddie Murphy thing, and that's how I always felt.
McDonald's,
and you sit there and you compare as you we were conditioned to think that. You know, we had the kids come. I know me personally, I seen my classmates that come in with the joints every time the joints came out. With me, I couldn't get that. I had to gotta have it for $20 that I had to get from, you know, Foot Locker.
What are the gotta have it?
The gotta have it was the black Reebok. They called them gotta have it in Chicago. I don't know anybody born and raised in Chicago or grew up in Chicago. They had these gym shoes called the gotta have it, and they were $20 at Foot Locker, and people treated those like pro wings because they knew how much those shoes cost.
I do remember City Wings, and City Wings looked just like the Jordan 1s.
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
City Wings, like, only thing that was missing was the swoosh.
Oh,
and,
my
like,
God.
And, like, across the street, you had on some Jordans.
Yeah.
Man, you got some new chains? Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm going to come over there. No,
don't come
there.
Don't come over here. When they get close up, they
right,
see
right, that
you
right,
was
right.
Real.
Yeah,
like,
that's
real. Yeah,
what
real.
Is that?
But just stop saying City Wings like that. You're saying it like it's fried chicken. So silly.
Can I get a five piece?
I cannot. Not today. Plugging City Wings. Not today.
Hey,
but
like
at the end of the day,
right?
Where you gonna find City Wings at?
Payless Hotel, no more?
I don't even know. I think Payless is not even trying. They struggling right now. I don't think they even.
City Wings.
Don't say it no more. I'm just gonna turn you off. I got a button on here on this end. But at the end of the day, guys. It was what we seen. It was what we identified as growing up. What we had or didn't have versus what our classmates or what our peers had. So as we grow up, that's how we're identifying what success is, based on what someone else has versus what we have.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't really start to identify the real meaning of success until after you get to a point where you're like, no, I don't have to have these joints to be successful. I don't have to have all this stuff to be successful. And then when we find ourselves doing as individuals who chasing the successful look really hard, we find ourselves in debt. We find ourselves trying to live way beyond our means, doing things that we have to borrow and put ourselves deeper in debt just to appear to be successful. So, like, we got to debunk this. We have to kill this frame of thought that not just goes on in, you know, in people that we see, but in our own minds. How do we identify that? Can we live within our means? Can, instead of us getting the BMW, if you can afford a BMW, more power to you. But for me, can we... You know, can we drive the Toyota Corolla versus the Bentley or the BMW or the Benz? I mean, when we look at those particular things, how do we identify success? All my people out there, Tommy Davis, Sheila Simmons, La Cherie Knox, Regina Sykes, J.R. Burke, Kimberly Thomas, let me know. Like, my people out there, Autumn Blake, let me know, how do you guys define success? What is success to you? You know, what did you have to overcome to really get the true definition for success? I'm going to tell you one of the things that I feel like that's successful for me. When I get up in the morning and it's Wednesday and I got a half a tank of gas, that is successful to me because that means that I do not have to fill my gas tank up until the end of the week when I go to church.
That's a blessing,
actually. That is a whole blessing. Because if you Wednesday, anybody who's a solid budgeter, right, we know that, you know, we fill up our gas tank. Phyllis Fleetwood, we fill up our gas tank, girl. And at the end of the day, we want that gas from Monday to carry us all the way to Friday. so that we don't fill up the gas tank until it's time to go back to work.
Truth be told, we wanted to last until the next payment. We thought it was going to go from Friday for 2 weeks.
I mean, if I could get a gas tank, it'd take me 2 weeks.
I mean,
oh my God, guys. Let me tell you something.
That's some short escort there. Fill up on Friday. Don't fill up
on man, wouldn't that be, oh man, that used to be the day. Let me tell you something, guys. Like, I'm happy today, right? Because, like, I drive a Toyota Sequoia to work. So that's a V8 engine. So, like, hey, and I drive 45 miles to work. So when it comes to, 45 minutes, sorry. So when it comes to me, I fill up $75 and then I need that $75 to take me. So, like, can't nobody ask me to do any extra runs with my gas, and they know this. Like, unless you gonna put some gas, if I say you just completely done. You completely done.
So, Seth, can you come run me to the gym?
I'm sorry, I can't do it. I'm sorry.
Would you run me down to the county exchange?
Down to nowhere. Now, if you say down somewhere, that means that's extra. Don't be like, can you run me up?
Can you run me over?
No, I can't do that. I'm sorry, I can't do none of that.
Okay.
But look how God works. Right? So my car now is being repaired. So they gave me a loaner car. They gave me a Toyota Corolla. I put $30 in that car and it has filled up and lasted me the whole week. $30. I was sitting there, I was like, oh my God, this is what a real car is. When you fill it up, $30, it shoots all the way up. And you get to ride the whole week off of $30. I was like, man, I feel like switching.
Dr. Kimberly Thomas says retention rates with clients increases if a she was trying to answer your question that you asked, what's a sign of
success?
Thank you, sign of success.
Mm-hmm.
She said when she keeps her clients and she gets new ones.
Now that is success.
Right.
That is success. And who's that?
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
Dr. Kimberly Thomas.
Oh, Dr.
Yeah,
Kimberly
Thomas. She's in the watch party. That's why you don't see her.
Yes, ma'am. That is absolutely true. I know for me, too, if I can keep my clients, retain the ones that I have, and I'm talking about retaining the paying clients, Ms. Kimberly Thomas, not the ones that tend to call us every 5 minutes to ask us things for free.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the ones that I retain. Now, the successful aspect of that is keeping paying clients and retaining paying clients and getting new paying clients. That is the absolute truth. But when you think about it, like, yes, success is not defined by materialistic. It's not defined by what you have. It's internal. It's an internal feeling of fulfillment about where you are in your particular life. Also, just getting into the next one, guys, success is not defined by others. We just said that, right? The success is not looking at what another person has or wanting what another person has. Success is defined by your own needs and your own wants, not by others. You say, oh, well, What do you actually mean by not being defined by others? So, like I was saying, we can't look on social media and see, you know, Cardi B's 12 cars. She worked for those, right? She worked hard for those, right? But I can't say that I'm unsuccessful because I don't have 12 cars. I have to say, oh, well, you know, thank God that she has those types of cars and whatever God blesses me with, I'm fine. But this is one of the things that I love. Success is not static, meaning that it's not going from an end result. Like, okay, if I have money, I'm successful. You know, if I have a house, I'm successful. You know, it's a constant moving process. Being successful is intervals, right? Like, if I get, like what Dr. Kimberly said, if I get my clients to stay, that means I'm successful. That's one part. If I get new clients, that's successful. That's another aspect. If I create the content necessary to impact the lives of others, that's successful. If I get up in the morning and I'm happy, that's successful. You define what success is. No one can define that for you. What I see on TV does not define my success. What I see in my friends by them taking trips and going to Cancun every 3 months, that does not define my success. My success is defined by my own terms. And that is so, so important. Another aspect, guys, is success is not defined by your brand. Some people feel like their whole worth and their whole success is driven off their brand. So if their brand comes to a complete halt, if their brand is not popping, if it's not generating views, if you don't get a certain level of likes, oh, I'm not successful. Success is not driven off of the number of likes that you get in social media. You can have a million likes, and if you identify that, oh, I'm successful, as soon as one person makes a comment that is going against what you like to do, now you're ready to just turn, you just depressed for the whole week because somebody made a crazy comment. I don't like that. You look funny on TV. And then you get to that point, oh, my God, one person doesn't like me. I'm not successful. You know, so your success is not, once again, is not driven by others. You know, I don't care how many likes that I receive. If I have not helped not one person, I don't feel like I'm successful. People pay for likes. People pay for people to view. The way that social media runs on a constant basis is through an algorithm. So, like, you might have individuals that really like what you're doing, but you might not get in contact with them because you don't have the money or you didn't pay what was necessary to get that type of viewership. So it's not driven off your brand. Your brand is a byproduct of your skill set. It's a byproduct of what's already in you. So, like, and that was one thing that was always taught to me by a very, very intelligent man. He said it long time ago when I was just so hyped up, when the term brand was so big. Oh, I'm branding. I'm a brand. Everything's a brand. Everything's about my brand. My brand. When brand was really hot and I had started putting it out there, he was like, let me tell you something. Your work is your brand. What you produce, what you have coming out, what you engage with your customers, that's your brand. So before you have a website, before you have social media presence, before you have these millions of likes, before you go viral, you are the brand. Your work is the brand. The things that you put out into the atmosphere, the things that you put out into the world, the people you impact and you serve and you do it well, that's a brand, and that's what makes you successful, how many people you impact. Another good point, Eartha Bowman, how you doing, Eartha? Success is not defined by settling. Like, one of the things that I understand about success is that when you can have the ability to call your own shots and go and not just settle for what people give you, that's success. It's not defined by settling for what is given to you. So, like, say, for instance, guys, you know, we go, and one of my sorority sisters said that this Sunday.
And what sorority is that?
Tyro News.
Right.
But it's not defined by settling. What she said was, like, we go to the car lot, right? And the car salesman, they entice us, right? They show us this beautiful car, this nice car, and technically in your mind, you're like, ooh, I want this car. It has everything I want. It's red. It has all the bells and whistles. It's all these particular things, and I got to have it. And now you just got this drive that I'm going to get this car. And then they sit down with you, they run your credit, they do all these particular things, and then they tell you, okay, you need $3,000 down, you need a co-signer, you need this, you need that. And then by you wanting it so bad, you'll go through all these, you'll jump through all these hoops because you want this car so bad. You go and you get your co-signer, you go and you try to put this $3,000 down. And then at the end of the day, they say, oh, well, you know what? You can't have this car, but you can have this one. You still got to do this. You need a co-signer and this, this, that, and the other. Then you turn around and you say, okay, you know what? I need a car. I need a car really bad. I'm going to take that car. That's not a success. When you leave up out of there, you end up paying more than you wanted to. You didn't get the car that you wanted. And then at the same time, now you're obligated to this individual for 5 years, 3 years, however long the term of the car is, at a percentage rate that you don't even, like, you can't even understand. So now you indebted to this individual with a car that you don't even want just because you settled. That's not being successful. Successful is being able to go in there and tell them exactly what you want on the terms that you want it, and if they can't oblige by those terms, you can walk away and be okay with it. That's what success is. It's not settling. I was telling my husband today because we're doing house shopping and we're talking about getting houses and stuff like that, and we want to buy property and stuff. And I was like, man, you know, I want a house, but there's a specific house that I want. You know, I want it to have a certain amount of room. I want it to have a certain amount of bedrooms, bathrooms. I want it to, you know, have a certain amount of bells and whistles. So here's the thing. This house, whatever house that God blesses us with, is going to have, like, we're going to be in debt with this person for like 10, 15 years, the lender, 10, 15 years, right? Sometimes 30, depending on however you do it, right? Like, I don't know, like, the whole instincts of it, but some, you know, homeowners let me know, 10, 15 years, 30 years.
It's 15 or 30.
15 or 30?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, that's what you sign up for. Now, if you ball in it, you can pay for it earlier than that.
In,
fine.
Like, 10 years.
But it's 15 or 30.
15 or 30 years.
Yes,
so, so you get this particular house, or you house shopping, and you see a house. I'm like, man, if I'm going to be on somebody for 15 years, I want something that I want.
Mm-hmm.
That I can say, okay, I'm going to sit in here. I'm going to deal with this individual for 15 years because I really want it. I don't want nobody throwing me in anything and saying, oh, you're a homeowner, and gassing you up about being a homeowner.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want that.
Right.
I want what I want.
Right.
And that's what it means. Being successful is having what you want. Before we do a quick break, this is one of my favorite ones of what success is not. Success is not defined about how many haters you can flex on. Like, you know, people strive to be successful just so they can flex on their haters. I'm going to flex on them. I'm going to put my haters to shame. I'm going to show them. I'm going to show these people, like, this is how... If that's your end result, if that's how you define success, we have to regroup and come back. Success is not defined on how many haters you can flex on. Flexing on your ex, flexing on the people that bullied you at school, flexing on, you know, the people who talked about you behind your back. Like, they don't care whether or not you're successful. They don't really want you to be successful, but they could care less. And then you're sitting there and you're just striving just to prove them wrong. And what it does, guys, it puts us in a bad predicament. It puts us in a bad situation where now we're trying the hardest. And then when we fall, because failure is part of success, but when we fall, now we're trying so hard to try to cover up. As if people don't know that you go through your share of challenges. Everybody should know who are actually successful now or actually been through a particular process of getting to a certain level of success, they know that it's challenges. You can't fool us. You can't say it's going to be that everything is perfect. I know it's not on the other end. But what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to bring this thing back around, and we're going to talk about some of the professional views of successful CEOs. How did they define success? What did success mean to them? And then we'll be right back. Definitely. Once again, I am your girl, Lissette Harrington. This is Rhinology. I mean, and we're talking right now very deeply about the miseducation of success. I mean, like, so many times we just focus on what we identify as success by what we see. By what we see in social media, by what we see, like, you know, on television, by what we see by our peers, you know, our family members, you know, everything that we identify as success is defined by somebody else. But we're going to knock this thing out the park. We're going to really, by the end of this show, really get an understanding and get it embedded in our whole soul what success is, what it is. We know what it's not, guys. We know it's not defined by material things. We know it's not defined by others. We know it's not defined by your brand. It's not defined by settling or how many people we can flex on. It's not static. It's a constant moving thing. But let's talk about, like, what some of the you know, actual CEOs out there, how did they define success? One of the actual author of the fifth trimester, the founder of the fifth trimester consultant, she basically said, agency is how I measure success. Simple as that. Success is being able to chart your own course freely, either as an entrepreneur working in a mishmash of hours so that you can do all of the mom stuff or in a traditional workplace. If you set your own course, that's how you can identify that you're successful. You know, like I said, when you can be able to call your own shot, create from the levels that you can, having people on your team to create, when you call the shot and you set your own path, you are successful. When you have to compromise and when you have to engage and do things, you know, it's not identified as, you know, being successful. But, you know, if you can just, you know, call your own shot. One of the things that interests me that Lauren said about that whole thing was that she had an opportunity to teach women for Goldman Sachs. And Goldman Sachs, if anybody knows, is really big firm, really big, like huge. And they wanted her to basically teach these courses and these seminars for free. Now, for her, she had to weigh out the options, right? Because for her as a mom and as a woman, her passion and what she was fighting for and her what she was an advocate of was equal wage, was making sure that, you know, women such as herself, moms such as herself, have equal pay, that they are not being, you know, compensated based on a glass ceiling, that they can make pay, you know, just as well, the same amount of pay just as well as their male counterparts, right? So she had to turn down this opportunity with Goldman Sachs. Now, that would have been something that she could put on there as, like, you know, seminars backed by Goldman Sachs. She could have, you know, plugged their name and really got a lot of credibility about it. But she had to turn down this opportunity because her standard of what she believed in was totally different. So sometimes when you think about it, like, we might identify a successful opportunity as something that we may have to compromise, you know, our beliefs, you know, compromise what we believe in and our standards. Do you identify that as being really successful, though, if you have to do something outside of what you would normally do, you know? And for her to turn down that was kind of powerful for me. That was inspiring. I'm like, okay, that means that, you know, everything ain't for everybody. You know, like my mom say, everybody money ain't your money. She always say that. You can try to take anybody trying, I'm going to pay you $50 to do this. And you be like, oh, yeah, everybody money ain't your money. I mean, that is like key. I live by that, though. You have to pick and choose, and you have to be okay with saying no. Sometimes being successful is saying no when you don't really want to. Because I know she was like, man, I missed that opportunity. Man, that could have been really big. But was it compromising my integrity? Was it going against my beliefs? Janice Taylor, from the founder of Mazu, she said that it's funny. I'm not sure I ever felt like I have reached that moment of success. The blessing and the curse of being an entrepreneur is the relentless pursuit of years and years chasing what we identify as success. And, I mean, any entrepreneur out there knows that to be definitely true. Like, all the time, right? Like, I have to go to this point of I'm going from one particular goal to the next goal. From that goal to the next goal. And, like, I'm constantly trying to pursue this thing called success or trying to be successful as an entrepreneur. So I'm grinding so hard that I never really feel like I get to that point. Bishop T.D. Jakes, he said, and he's like, success, when you get that, success doesn't feel like success. He said, it's just work. That's how you feel like, woo, you got there, and you're able to call your own shots, and you got the money, and you got all this stuff, and you at that point, and then you were like, man, is this what it really feels like? You thought it was like some kind of golden ticket at the top of the hill, but actually it was a lot of work. It was a lot of challenges. It was a lot of speed humps, milestones. It was a lot of stressful nights and stuff like and challenges. So we know that, you know, obtaining success is not that easy. And the funny thing about it, and this is one of the ones where they said the road to success, no, it said success usually comes from those who are too busy to be looking for it. Like you, when you get to the point of you trying to get to quote unquote success, you working so hard, you get, it's almost like cooking. Have you ever cooked something and like you cook this big meal and then by the time it's all done, you ain't hungry? It's like,
all the time.
I mean, you get to that point, you cook, you slave over the stove, guys. You make this whole big spread for your whole family, whether it's Thanksgiving parties or whatever. And then when you get to it, you pick up like one French fry, like, ooh, Lord, that's how that feels. That's what it feels like. You work, you do all the work, you toil, you get all to that. When you get to that moment, you like, yeah. You know, success has a way of humbling you. I can tell you that. And that is an awesome thing. Another thing, and this is founder from CELA, the first ever summit for accelerators. He says, success is a system, not a condition. It is a real place that everyone needs to define regularly. It's not just one, and it's just like I was saying, guys, success is not static. It's something that, like, every day you have to wake up and identify, how am I going to be successful today? You know, what am I going to do to define success in this day? Tomorrow's not promised to us, so how am I going to be successful today? If I get up, that's one level of success. If I get ready in enough time to get to work on time, that's another success. If I do one of the 18 things right. that I got to do on my to-do list at work,
right.
that's successful. If I leave at 5 o'clock on time, that's successful. If I get back home without a car accident from people who want to jam, want to be all on your butt as you're driving down, and you can stop without somebody ramming you in the back, that's successful. You can get home and you can look in the refrigerator and you can feed your family and everybody's eating. And even if you don't eat, if everybody else eats, you're successful. And if you can go to sleep and have some peaceful sleep and get back up in the morning to do this again, that's a level of success. It's a regular process. Sometimes we ignore those small successes. You know, sometimes we're so hard grinding and trying to chase that one particular thing or chase what we see so hard that we can't even appreciate the little successes that's going on in our lives. If our children can last another day without, you know, having to go through their own level of success, if all my children are alive, that's a blessing and it's a success for me. If I don't have to worry here or get a phone call that says one of my family members has passed, you know, those are some of the things that I appreciate and I identify as successes. But when you have to get to that point. Well, they say you got to keep on living. You got to keep on living, and you'll really identify what success is. Another individual said that the ultimate success to him means all of these areas within my life have the green light status. Time, money, and relationship. If all of them have the green light status, that is what success is to him. Time. I have the ability to do what I want in life, period. We only have a limited time on earth, period. I can't spend it all working because I'll never get it back. I mean, so we can all work really hard and work our fingers to the bone to try to chase what we might identify as success based on what we see. But at the end of the day, every day that you give towards just overworking and not taking that time out to appreciate the little successes that are going on in your life, you find yourself getting down to the end, and then you're like, oh, my God, what did I do? You worked. Was that successful? Did it feel like it?
Right.
You know? Money, he said, as the saying goes, 20s are for learning and 30s are for earning. That couldn't be more accurate in this case. I just turned 30 and I am finally clawing my way out of debt from student loans, car payments, and credit cards. During my 20s, I was optimizing for learning and growth, but didn't really care for cash. Being broke didn't matter to me because I knew that if I learned the right skills that I'd eventually make money down the road. Money is nothing more than a tool. Sure, you gotta survive and make enough money for minimum necessities, but why do we even need a lot of money? For what exactly? If he has children and stuff, he'll understand. You have to meet those necessities. But he said if he has the green light with money, that's fine. But, I mean, we all go through it. We have our student loans for everyone who went to college. We have to pay those out. And then by the time we get 40, we might be down to a little bit on our student. We might put a little dent in it. But,
can I put something on it?
You have to pay that $800 student loan. Well, you know, whatever it is, like I said, car payments. When you're in college or when you're young and they throwing credit cards at you, baby, that credit card debt catches up. You be sitting there trying to figure out, okay, now I owe the government for my learning. And I owe every creditor for every little $1,000 they gave me on these credit cards. Now you got your job. Now you're trying to come up out of debt. Now you're crawling yourself out of debt. But if you get a green light. And relationships. He says, I have a bucket list of items to master in relationships. Family, significant other, friends, and professionals. You could also argue that these should be split into their own buckets. But this is how I see it. Ultimately, you have to prioritize these somehow. Prioritize however you see fit, but choose wisely. Keep in mind that you can't completely ignore one area for too long because it eventually backfires on you.
Mm.
So success is also making sure that you're maintaining the right level of relationship. Whether it's family, you got to spend time with your family. Significant other, you got to spend time with your bae. Friends, you got to do lunches with your friends, you got to hang out with your friends, and professional. So you got to foster those networks that you created as a professional and as a CEO. I mean, that's major, guys. That's major, 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 major. Abigail from LDB Capital, she basically says, success is turning your vision into reality. While it may be an iteration of my initial ideal, bringing it to life is my ultimate success. Just being able to turn a dream into a reality. And my thing is your reality, how you identify your vision. Can nobody else see your vision? Like my husband, he always say, he always try to get people to see his vision as it comes to building his business and constructing this trailer to to get his restaurant up. It's like he said, man, can't nobody see my vision? Like I'm trying to tell, and it, you guys know, like Cynthia Turner, you know when you're trying to sell somebody's vision. You know, you try to tell somebody what you're trying to do, and I'll say sausages again. I'm going to throw it. I don't have time. Tanya, I need you. Because he is going
to... Tell Tanya to come produce your show.
That's what I'm going to have to do. Because see, you tripping. You tripping over there. He didn't went into City Wing sausage mode. And I just... I got to tune him out. He is so silly. He is too silly.
The doctor told me that that there was medication for me yesterday.
You know what?
She said there's no medication.
And she is a highly trained,
yeah, she's got,
highly
she got a bunch of stuff,
professional
bunch
psychologist.
Of stuff on the wall. She said there's no medication for me.
No.
I'll be all right.
Nothing.
We gonna be all right.
Oh, crazy. But success is being able to turn your vision into a reality. So guys, don't get so caught up on just trying to make this thing happen, trying to make money. Just if you can see just the inkling, and God bless anyone who can do that, can see just the inkling of their success come to fruition, can be able to see it and tangibly see the development of it. So that's just starting, guys. If you made that business plan, you're on the right track. You see it on paper. And if you went from there to just doing the minimum, now that you created that product, now you got one person purchased it, one person identified a need for it, you were successful. You have actually successfully started and operated a business. No, it might not be 100 people buying it yet. It might not be 1,000 people buying it yet. You might not see all the connections and the and all the people following you yet, but you successfully started. And that's what makes a success what it is. Seeing your vision turn into a reality. Like my husband, he doesn't have his business completely launched yet, but for the time that he broke down every different element, don't you say it, he broke down every different element. And he looked at it, and every time he pulled up, he was like, man, this is done. You going to use the other mic?
You say it on.
I cannot.
Focus on yourself.
This is so crazy. I cannot. Guys, I need y'all to pray for me. Pray for me. Because this is what I have to endure. Tanya, you said that you was coming on Thursdays. I don't know what's going on. You might not even help me. You probably be over there singing sausages with them, and then I have to be like, I just do not understand it. Another aspect of it is a defining success. As I progress in my career, my definition of success has evolved. For me, success is a process of exploration rather than a destination. Success is a process of exploration rather than a destination. Meaning, again, guys, success is not a static thing. You know, he said that, you know, as I evolved, as I got older, as I became more mature, I identified success differently. Majority of the times when we are younger and we're going into this whole thing, we identify success as having money. That's how it is. It's black and white. If I have money, I'm successful. That's like your initial goal. When I first went into college, I had to identify, like, you know, I was looking at the careers that made the most money. That's all I looked at. And I was like, okay, if this makes me money, then I'm successful. But as I got older, I'm like, man, if I could just keep gas in my car, I'm successful. If I find $5 wrapped up in a receipt in my purse, I'm successful. Pastor Angela, what success to you? What is success? It is a whole blessing, especially when you ain't had nothing and you did.
I remember times going to pick my clothes up from the cleaner, and the little lady said, "Oh, Miss King, I found." And it'd be like $30. She found it like that. It was $5 in this suit jacket, $5 in this suit jacket.
Oh my God!
You talking about a blessing?
That's a whole blessing.
Huh? Well,
I bet you won't think so.
Oh, you're so silly. Blessing is when I can wash my kids' clothes and then they have money falling out in the washer. You pick it up. Oh! This, I call it my fee, my washing fee. That's what I do. I call it my washing fee. Yes, yes. Kaha. Kada which is a boating, he's a boating enthusiast, founder and CEO of Worldwide Boat. He says, for me, success means that we live the life we truly want and not just the life we settle for. But it goes beyond that. Success is also knowing that you are able to help others live a happier and better life. So success is also defined, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, success is also having the ability to help other people be successful. You know, success is paying it forward. It's being able to look at, you know, having more than enough that you can live the life that you want to live, and then turn around and have more than enough to help other people live the life that they want to live. That is very fulfilling. It gives you that fulfilling, you know, just that fulfilling thought, that fulfilling mindset that I'm like, oh, I'm helping. I'm not just helping myself, but I'm helping others. Good thing about it is that when you do obtain that level of success, you help people on the terms that you can help them on. You know, it's not everybody flowing to you and all your family members flowing to you and everybody that you know flowing to you and say, oh, hey, can you give me this? Can you give me that? You know, bringing a my mom say pity parties or sob stories about where they are and why they can't get to where they are. But just the innate ability to be able to help people and get them to those levels in their life. I mean, that is truly a blessing. Another successful CEO says that, I believe that success is being able to predict and deliver results. It's just like Dr. Kimberly Thomas said, to me, success isn't a goal. It's a way of working and functioning. So, like, if you're able to predict a certain level, and I know that's a win for me, especially as a individual that does, like, I do business analytics and, you know, and help individuals on their development, so, like, startup and everything. But when it comes to that point, when I'm able to identify a particular pain point in your business and give you a resolution that actually delivers the results that I expect and you expect, that's a win for me. That's being successful, because that means that what's in me, what I have, the skill set that I carry, I have the ability to impact another person's business, another person's life, just by what I know. And that's a blessing. That's all God. I'm just saying. But it's success isn't a goal. And that's funny for us to identify it like that, that it's not a goal. Like someone said, what do you want to do? I just want to be successful. You know, that's very vague. You know, success, like I said,
that could be anything. Because you could be a success at being lazy.
Yeah, you could be.
You could be a success at being broke.
Right. You could be successfully broke.
You could be a success at just being a stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, you can successfully do those particular things.
Right.
All that stuff.
Successful failure. I mean, all of those things.
So success is not a goal.
Right.
It's working, and it's a way of working. You successfully work towards your goals. You successfully function in the things that you are going through from a day to day. Just like I said, guys, you know, getting up in the morning, my daily function. If I get those accomplished at the right time, at the time that I expect, I don't always wake up on time. I want to, you know, I miss my prayer group today. We get up early at 5 o'clock every morning to pray. I swear, guys, I wake up at 5:35, and then by that time they done prayed and everything. I know my sisters out there praying for me. I love you guys, Raven. I know Lisa. I know y'all out there praying for me in the mornings when I miss prayer group. But at the end of the day, guys, it's being able to function successfully. It's a way of working, and I love that. Another professional actually said, success is different for everyone. For me, success is not a destination. It is the path I'm on and the freedom to build on it. So success is, for this particular professional mm-hmm. is identified as having the freedom to build your own path.
Mm.
Not somebody else's path, which I love. It was one of the quotes that I seen here from Herman Melville. He said, it's better to fail in originality than to succeed in imitation. It's the freedom to build your own path, not somebody else's path, not what your mom planned for you or, you know, your job or your family. It's being able to carve out your own path at the level that you define. It's not a destination.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that are successful CEOs that we're looking at right now says the same common thing. Success is not a goal. Success is not a destination. You can't reach it. It's something that you have to obtain every single day in every area of your life and every piece that you get to. So you're going to have some unsuccessful times as well as successful times, and you have to be able to balance them both. I mean, that's amazing. Another CEO says, I am an ardent believer that we all can succeed. I don't need anyone to fail for me to rise.
Mm.
And no one should believe they need me to be underneath them for them to be a success. And see, everybody, you know, like with black folks, they always say we have this crab in a barrel mentality.
Mm.
We have to put you under us in order to succeed. We got to make you feel this small in order for us to feel this high. You know, we always got to step on your toes and step over you and trample through you in order to be successful. Success is not tied into watching other people fail. And see, and that's why I said, like, success doesn't mean, it's not defined by how many X's we can flex on, how many haters we can show that we made it. I don't want to see you fail, whether I like you or you don't, or I don't like you. I don't never want to see you fail. You might be a hater. You might not want to see me get to the levels that I'm called to get to. But at the end of the day, that doesn't determine my success. My success is not driven off watching you fail. I think if that's the case, if you do feel that way,
mm-hmm.
you have to check yourself on that one. Y'all really have to check yourself on that one. If you feel like you get joy out of seeing your ex in the gutter somewhere, can't pay child support, can't take care of you, but he doing bad, girl. Do you think he doing bad without me? You don't want to see that. Like, because at the same time, man, he can't take care of your kids. He can't even get on the bus. You know, I'm just saying, these are the things that I said. I want everybody to succeed, whether I'm with you or not. I always tell my husband that he's like, why you always say that? But I mean that. Like, I don't want to see another person fail. It doesn't bring me joy. And if that brings you joy and you feel like that's a level of success, I don't know, guys, y'all might have to look deep on the inside of that mm-hmm. one. Because no one has to be underneath me to be successful. I can be successful right next to you.
Mm-hmm.
And we all can eat. Another one, I like this one. Success, and I always say this, like this is our mantra right here. Like success in entrepreneurship means success at work and at home. They must go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have success at work and not be successful at home. You got to be successful on both ends. You know, like I always tell my kids, like I can't sit here and encourage other people to develop business and stuff and look at you and just say, okay, you're going to fail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a characteristic. It's a part of your personality that if you're telling somebody what to do in their life, if you're helping somebody, you best believe that you should be there in your own life. I mean, Shamir Goodwin, like, let me know, sis. Like, real talk. Don't you have to be like, you can't be good in your business and terrible at home. You know, you got to be able to master that thing on both ends. I want my family to be successful. I want my children to be successful. And then when I go and work my 9-to-5 or my business or, you know, whatever I'm called to do, I want to be successful in that. And you can't negate one for the other. You know, it's like what they always say. You can't you can't see that mother that has, you know, wearing Gucci and Joy's and their babies got dirty diapers on.
Right.
It's a bad look. You got to take care of home, too. My Papa Vivian, she used to always say that, like, you can't call yourself being a businesswoman and your home jacked up.
Hmm.
You know, you can't be going to church and be hollering about the church, how clean the church needs to be. You can't eat and chew gum, but then you go in your home, your own home, and it's not as clean as the church. I mean, I'm just saying. You can't treat one temple better than you do the other.
Come on.
You got to be able to, it's a balance. God gave you all of them. He gave you your body, and now I'm going to go into preach mode, guys. He gave you your body, which is a temple, which is a church. He gave you the sanctuary in which you worship with your people. That's one. And then he gave you your home. You can't have, one can't be better than the other. You can't have, like, be hollering at somebody because they're chewing gum in the church, and you know you got that high cholesterol because you ain't treated your body right. You got to take care of all of it.
You like my chewing gum sound effect?
No, I didn't.
Wow.
And it wasn't even a sound effect. It was real. Work and home.
Virtual gum.
That sounds like a brand, virtual gum.
Sausages.
I can't. Not today. So success means work and home are both successful. Like, you got to be on both ends of the spectrum, guys. You got to have your home. Your home got to be right. Jerry, your home got to be right. Your business got to be right with your home. Our saying is always God, family, grind. You know, God comes first, then family, then our grind. And for us, I mean, we treat all of them with the same amount of priority because all of them operate in our lives. So you got to have it. So what is success to you guys? Jerry, what's success? What does success mean to you? Like, you know, I'm just thankful that I can be able to, like I said, define success on my own terms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm thankful that I can identify what success means to me and how I feel about it. And can't nobody tell me whether I'm successful or not.
Mm-hmm.
We go through school, we get all these degrees to tell people that we have successfully completed something. Now we have the credibility to go to the next level. And sometimes what you have in you in terms of success, where you're going is already inside of you. You know, another person can't define that. Now, society wants to say, okay, your degree will do it. Society wants to tell you whether, you know, if you have the American dream, if you have a home, a car, children, a dog, a marriage, that's the true success. But we have some single people out here who are highly successful that don't want to get married, don't want a dog. We got some people that are single with a cat, and they're successful. And we got some people that, you know, I have everything. I have I'm married with a house, with a dog, a cat, children.
And, yep.
And I have to identify. Sometimes you look at it and you say, is that successful when they sit there arguing?
Yep.
But at the end of the day, guys, you define your success. Whatever it is, however small it is, however big it is, it's not defined by what I see. I'm thankful and I appreciate everybody's success. I celebrate everybody's successes and I get inspired by other people's successes, but they do not set the parameter or the foundation of what my success comes from. So you have to look at it the same way, guys. When you start these businesses, you know, we go out here and we do all this research and we see everybody that's successful and then they want to sell you. They're successful because they got your sale. They got you to purchase. Now you have to be as equally successful as to get that type of product or whatever it is that you're having, whether it's you're a motivational speaker, because we see a lot of individuals out here now, they throw on live and they go in and they start talking about certain things and everybody's clicking on a like and everybody's engage in. Everybody's like, yeah, that's the right thing. But at the end of the day, you too can do the same thing on your own terms. You don't have to be like the next Oprah Winfrey. You don't have to be like the next Cardi B. You don't have to be nothing but the next you.
Who's Cardi B?
Look, she's
you don't know who Cardi B is?
What she do?
She's a rapper.
Oh, she's a gospel. What's she saying? She's a gospel. What's she saying?
She's not a gospel singer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
I know. He told you she's a gospel singer.
Oh.
But she preached out. She's so crazy. But at the same time, Cardi B is a rapper.
Oh.
And the only reason why I'm saying that is because, like, I looked on Instagram. This is funny, guys, because
mm-hmm.
this is where we are. I looked on Instagram, and she was going through all cars. Like, she was showing that she had a Bentley. Her husband had a Bentley. He had a Phantom. They had, you know, and they was going through those things. I'm like, man, you know. Like, I was like, dang, they flexing. You know, they flexing hard. But in my heart, I was like, you know, if I had 12 cars, would that be identified as being successful? But the knowing that you can be able to buy it, now I can't knock it. But I mean, and that means that she paid cash. What if she paid cash for it?
Well, she put it in. I mean, I'm not knocking.
I mean, like, she got $100,000 for a show. If I do $100,000 for a show, I might collect, you know, like you have those things, right? You get
mm-hmm.
your check, you buy a pair of shoes.
Okay.
You go in your closet, how many pairs of shoes you got in your closet?
Right.
Same thing. People collect cars. Like, if I was doing $100,000, you know, a show a month, I might look at a car and say, okay, I got this car, I got that car. Like, you know, you collect them like snow globes, you know. But it doesn't drive her success. That don't mean that she's successful.
Okay.
So,
all right. I get that.
Yeah. So real talk. So, final thoughts, guys. This is the last of the last. First of all, I just like to thank everybody for coming out, hanging out with your girl. I mean, as we talk about this, don't be misconstrued about success. Stop watching TV and looking at Housewives of Atlanta and all these other individuals and try to drive your success out of that. And the funny thing about it, our kids are doing it. You know, that's what they identify. If what they see in terms of success, that's how they drive off of it, then that's what they try to spend their lives doing. So at the end of the day, guys, there is no single definition for success. If you want to become a successful person, find what motivates you and gives you meaning. With all the advice given by all the successful individuals, by all the CEOs, by myself, take on whatever works for you. Define success on your own terms. And it says, success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that what counts. So you have to keep going. Like, you're going to fail. You're going to get up. You're going to be successful. You know, you're going to fail again. You're going to be successful. Everything is a balance. You make that balance happen. I'm your girl, Seth Herndon. This is Vitalology. And I'll see you guys next Thursday. Love you. Bye-bye. What the heck are y'all watching? What are y'all watching? I believe the world on the what are y'all watching? Y'all in the land, in the church. Y'all in what are y'all watching? Wait a minute, so what?